Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken told lawmakers on Wednesday China was, quote, very carefully watching how Washington and the world respond to Russia's invasion of Ukraine.
The stakes in Ukraine go well beyond Ukraine. And to your point, I think it has a profound impact in Asia, for example. Everyone is watching to see how we and the world responds to this aggression, and they'll draw their lessons from it.
Speaking on the heels of a visit to Moscow by Chinese President Xi Jinping, Blinken said if Russia was allowed to attack its neighbor with impunity, it would open a Pandora's box for would-be aggressors and lead to a quote-unquote world of conflict. Russia blasted an apartment block in Ukraine with missiles on Wednesday and swarmed cities with drone attacks overnight in a display of force as President Vladimir Putin bid farewell to his visiting quote-unquote dear friend and Chinese counterpart Xi Jinping. Firefighters battled a blaze in two adjacent residential buildings in Zaporizhia, where officials said at least one person was killed and 33 wounded by a twin missile strike. Swedish lawmakers have overwhelmingly voted in favor of Sweden joining NATO, signing off on the country's membership, AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The 349-seat parliament authorized the accession to NATO was the last required domestic hurdle to the country becoming part of the 30-member Western Military Alliance. Two NATO countries, Turkey and Hungary, have yet to ratify the joint application by and neighbouring Finland. Admitting new members requires unanimous approval from existing members. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan said last week his government would move forward with ratifying Finland, paving the way for the country